This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Some consumer health news this morning involves a step that millions have tried and failed to achieve, lose weight. A study in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that well-known diets all work, except for a problem with operator error. People fall off these diets. NPR's Allison Aubrey covers consumer health news, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
And so we've got four different diets that were compared here.
Yes, there's the Atkins, which of course is the low-carb diet. There's the Zone, which involves balancing nutrients and foods. There's the low-fat diet or Ornish diet. And then there's Weight Watchers. And the researchers put these four groups of people on these four different diets. And at the end of 18 months, they looked at weight loss and they found, yes, they're all effective, that dieters will lose between 5 and 7 pounds. The effect on cholesterol is good with all of them, lowers cholesterol, or the ratio of good cholesterol to bad cholesterol.
Even the Atkins diet lowers
cholesterol? Even the Atkins diet. And this is the surprise. I mean, the researcher at Tufts University said this is the one thing that did surprise him in the study. Now, important to note here is that it's just at the end of 1 year or 18 months. So we don't know going beyond that.
So where did things start to go wrong?
Well, what happens is that people really cannot stay on these diets. And the adherence rate really trailed off for the diets that are sort of the all-or-nothing diets. The Atkins diet had a higher rate of trail off, and researchers speculate that's because there are too many forbidden fruits. People just don't seem to be able to live without grain and breads. The diets that seemed to have a little bit better adherence rates were ones that were more moderate. You can eat anything, no forbidden fruits. We just need to moderate our intake.
So what are you hearing when you talk to people who are actually trying to lose weight?
Well, people who are trying to lose weight want someone to lay out a prescription for them. So that's what brings people, for instance, to, you know, Weight Watchers meetings. Weight Watchers brings to the table this moderation and this idea of getting people together and motivating them as a group. Earlier this week, I attended a Weight Watchers meeting. One man had lost quite a bit of weight. Here he is at the meeting.
One of the most successful things that I've had with this weight program is my meetings. I look forward to the meetings. I know when I have to face that scale, that is the scale of justice.
How much you lost altogether, Larry?
84 pounds.
84 pounds.
Now, that's a big success story there, and, you know, Weight Watchers has them, but also at this meeting, I've found a lot of repeat joiners. I mean, these are people who, fitting with what this study shows this week, have not been able to keep it off over the long haul. The weight sort of creeps back on. Here's another woman named Pat who was at the meeting.
It's like an alcoholic. I like to eat. Basically, I find it an addiction. It's like falling off the wagon.
Allison Aubrey, there's a woman who blames herself for her problem. I wonder, though, if there is any room to blame the lifestyles we have to live.
Absolutely, just modern society. Obesity researcher, a guy named Richard Mattis at Purdue University, I had a chat with him this week, and he says, you know, in this day and age, this is his hypothesis, is that there's such an abundant supply of palatable foods everywhere around us all the time. It used to be that food was scarce. People ate as much as they could when they got it, knowing there might be a period of time they wouldn't have food. And today, there are all these non-biological impulses to eat. We have sensory stimulation. You know, you walk in the airport and you're not hungry, but you're a little bit bored, and that smell of the Cinnabon is overwhelming, wafting across the terminal, and you buy it and you eat it.
Okay, so what do you do?
Well, since people have such a hard time with sticking to this idea of dieting, the idea that's really germinating in public health is this idea of small change. I spent some time this week with James Hill. He's the founder of America on the Move, and his message is this message of moderation.
Well, most people believe that it takes several hundred calories a day to stop weight gain, and that's not true. We actually did research to show that the weight gain that's led to this epidemic is due, in most cases, to less than 100 extra calories a day. That's how we can reverse this epidemic, by cutting back a little bit.
How can you put that advice to use standing here at the dairy counter?
Let's just take two yogurts here. Here are two single-serve yogurts. This one is 270 calories. Now here's a little bit lower portion size, and this is 140 calories. You've saved 130 calories just by going from this yogurt to this yogurt.
Now, the downside of what James Hill was just talking about is that this is not going to change the way you look overnight, or perhaps even over the course of a year. It's not sexy, it's not going to sell books, but the hope is, since it's easy, it's sustainable, that it can sort of stave off further weight gain and disease that's related to weight.
Well, Allison, I'm going to go get a donut now.
Now watch it, Steve.
But thanks very much.
All right. How about some carrots?
Okay. NPR's Allison Aubrey covers consumer health issues.